Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Angel Answers. Happy Wednesday, everyone. I'm one of your hosts, Mary Hernandez, accompanied here by DC Love and Liz Sister, who will be joining us in the next few minutes. How are you doing, DC?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, awesome. Just fabulous. Today being the full moon and everything and being able to release what no longer serves us is just magical.
It really is. It truly is.
So I'll introduce a little bit. I'll introduce myself and I'll introduce Liz since she's not here yet. And then I'll hand it over to you, Cece.
Beautiful.
So I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm one of your hosts here tonight. I'm an intuitive empath. With the ability to communicate with spirit. I work with a variety of cards, decks, and bring messages from spirit and the angels and pass on loved ones. I am also channeling messages as well. I'm a Reiki master and ordained minister now, and I'm doing private readings and offer several different options on my business page, and you could actually find me at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And the angel, the is spelled T-H-E-E. There's an extra E in there. And I'll just say a little bit about Liz. Liz Sister is
I'm
a self-proclaimed...
Yay,
oh, she's here, Mary.
Yay, it was so weird. Like, my computer was, like, not getting caught up. And then my phone wouldn't dial. I'm like, what is happening? Full moon.
Perfect time. Okay, I was about to introduce you, Liz.
Wow. Thank you, Mary. I can
You're welcome.
You.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Liz Sister, Life Lighter. I am a self-proclaimed spiritual guru because I know a little bit about a lot of things, spiritual, metaphysical. You can catch me every week as I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation on Facebook, live from my holistic center in upstate New York. And also here, I offer Reiki healing, spiritual coaching, meditation classes, and other sound healing. I just actually started a group a couple weeks ago I call it Spirit Spark, and it's people come in anything they want to know or learn about spiritual and metaphysical. I'm letting them guide the group, really, and tell me what they want to learn about. And then I'm, you know, if I don't know, I'm finding the people that do know to bring to that. And I'm also I have a card deck. And I'm an ordained minister, and you can find me on Facebook at LizP11Love. And I did bring a bowl this evening.
Yay!
I got a new brass one for us for here, because the crystal ones I got to remember to bring up and down the stairs every week, and I'm like, oh, I forgot. I'm just going to get a brass one for my office.
Beautiful.
So... we want to take a nice deep breath in through our nose, filling up your body nice and full of air, and let it out nice and slow. Another deep breath in through your nose, letting it out through your mouth. One more.
Wow, that was amazing. That was truly beautiful, Liz. Wow, what a vibration.
Yeah,
wow.
It has a little mojo to it, I think.
Oh, I loved it. I thought that was absolutely awesome. Beautiful. Well, a little bit about me. Very little. I'm a small medium at large, a spiritual jack of all trades, and a telephone to the divine. And with that being said, I have to say, our beautiful co-host, Mary Liz, started some trouble.
Uh-oh.
What did she do? She goes on the Sacred Embers group page, and she's reading Joan Rivers' post, Controlling Your Fate is One Part Luck and Two Part Botox. That's life according to Joan, of course. So Mary responds, I can feel that we're going to have an amazing show today. And here I had Joan Rivers all quieted down, and she was just sitting there, and Mary sort of called her in. Could you imagine?
We're going to have a fun show. I just knew it.
You know, I did channel a beautiful message from Archangel Shamuel, but Joan Rivers is saying, me first, me first. So she said, hi, ladies, can we talk? She's saying, thank you, Mary, for getting me in tonight. And she's saying, you know what, ladies, I've been noticing that my audiences are getting younger and younger all the time. I do hope that everyone had a very nice Valentine's Day. Ladies, shopping is better than sex. At least if you don't like what you've got, you can return it for something that you really want. And I have to say, life was less complicated when boys had cooties. And as far as marriage goes, it's a great institution, if you like institutions. And for me personally, the only way that I could ever hear heavy breathing from my husband's side of the bed was when he was having an asthma attack. Ladies, forget love. I'd rather fall in chocolate. I'm telling you, chocolate is the way to go. So at that point, I'm gonna try to get her to sit down because I do have a message from Archangel Shamuel. She's saying, well, wait a minute, DC, wait a minute. I just want to say, you know, my perspective on marriage is like a big can of leftover Spam. And I believe that if life gives you lemons, you should make lemonade. And then you try to find someone whose life has given them vodka and have a party. And don't worry about avoiding temptation, because as you get older, it avoids you. And there are only three things in life that women need: food, water, and compliments. Okay, how many people listening out there have telekinetic powers? Raise my hand. Come on, raise my hand. Okay, so with that being said, we're gonna have Ginger accompany Joan back to her seat. And she's saying, thank you, Mary, for, you know, being my in tonight. So we thank Mary for that. But we have Archangel Shamuel coming in, and here's Archangel Shamuel's message. Beloveds, it is I, Archangel Shamuel, that is present tonight during this beautiful full moon and its amazing energy, as well as being the month of February, the month of love. This is a wonderful time to go within and connect with the love that resides within your souls. Beloveds, focus on you, your love, and your light. Self-love is so important right now. It is time to let go of all that no longer serves you, making room for what you desire. It is also time to connect now with your heart chakra and create higher levels of manifestation and blessings beyond your expectations. Beloveds, you are aligning with a new version of yourself created by love. Are you ready to invite in more love and passion into your life? All you have to do is say yes. And as you do, you will notice a beautiful pink aura that begins to surround you. Archangel Shamuel holds you in her loving embrace, letting you know that you are worthy of this beautiful, pure, divine love. You now feel it. It fills every cell of your body. And when it is finished, it goes outward to all that you meet. Shamuel smiles at you and says, beloved, this is your time. Sit with me now in the moonlight and connect with your beautiful feminine energy. And as you do, affirm, I release the lessons of the past and I embrace the love around me. I love myself. I am lovable just the way I am right now. I allow my desires to flow to me. I have the power to shape my reality. I am open to my highest good. I allow myself to receive all that I desire. I am enough. Every cell of my body vibrates with beautiful divine love. All of my relationships are loving and harmonious. I view life through the lens of love. I follow my heart. My best is enough, and I believe in the power of love. I am beautiful, capable, courageous, and worthy of happy, loving relationships. We now thank Archangel Shamuel for this amazing time together and the opportunity to connect with love. Shemuel waves goodbye for now, reminding us that we are healing more and more each day as we are connected to this beautiful divine love. Your heart center continues to expand, bringing in more love, light, and blessings. And that was the message from Shemuel for this evening with this beautiful full moon. And, of course, you know, the month of love.
Yeah. And today, Venus and Mars are aligned, so it's a even more
yes.
powerful day of love.
Yes, a very powerful, beautiful day, the 16th, yes.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing.
Maybe we'll find some love out there tonight. Well, I have a quick card pull that I did early, and it's from the Angel Answers deck, and the card that flew out was success for today. Congratulations. You are on the road to success. You needn't have any reservations about your situation, as it's going to work out beautifully. Part of living a successful life is taking care of yourself. It's wonderful to have many things to be grateful for, but make sure you don't wear yourself down by working too hard. Take time to enjoy peace in your life. And it kind of resonates with what Archangel Shemuel just mentioned, you know, just taking care of yourself, loving yourself first. So it's a beautiful message, and also
beautiful,
be grateful.
Right? You know what, it too speaks to me, because someone had just messaged me asking if they would get an offer from a company that they just applied to.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then I heard that beautiful message.
Wow, perfect. There goes the response.
That, I mean, talk about, like, wow. And I just want to, you know what, let's just, if you guys will, you know, join with me, can you tell me what response you get? I had a person that's interviewed for a company and said that they had an amazing interview and they wanted to know if they would, in fact, be getting a letter, you know, giving them an offer.
Yes.
I'm feeling
heart extension. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, that message, I hope that can you put that on Facebook later?
Yes, I will.
That was absolutely amazing.
Yep. So, Liz, do you want to take over the show and open up the lines, or would you like me to do it?
You want to do it this time? Because I jumped in front of you there with William Michael Forbes the last time.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Joan's here. She's put you each on one side of the room there. And when she rings the bell, you can go at each other.
She's like, let's go. Let's get the show rolling.
In your corners, ladies. We'll work this out.
Okay. All right. I got it. You ready, Mary?
Okay. Yes.
All right. DC, how about you? Ready?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. Area code 805, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Donna. How are you all?
Good, Donna. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. I've been getting a lot of apparitions and a lot of visions and messages from the other side. And you know, I saw a man in a robe that was beautiful, and my third eye, I was wide awake. And then my mom, she's on the other side, she said I was going to be rewarded. And then 2 days ago, my nephew came through, and he said I had a beautiful soul. And then, it was really strange, but he got into the middle of my brain or something where I had not let go of hurt. And oh my gosh. I mean, and I feel his compassion and his sadness too. And then my sadness. And then, oh my gosh, I just started crying, but it was such a deep cry. And today I feel real good. It's almost like something cleared and I'm walking around and I have this sense of, like I'm proud of myself. And I have the sense of that I know who I am. And it's just a wonderful feeling. That I love myself and fully, you know, from head to toe, and I walk around and, you know, I just feel this. And so I think something, there's going to be changes coming up for me. I really do. And then, yeah, so also I heard, I was wide awake in the morning. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm wide awake, and I heard God said she's going to die. And, you know, I know he wasn't talking about anybody in particular. I think it was a part of me that was going to die. Maybe all that sadness and hurt I'd experienced, I feel like that's gone now. So I think that's what was the message from God onto that. So I'm expecting changes now, good changes. And because I always carried around all this hurt my whole life. And so I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Okay.
Wow. This is DC. You know what? I'm just getting, you know, like a big wow, all that you've been experiencing. I see, you know, ascended masters around you. And I feel like you are aligning with your highest and your best. And you're moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, and I do feel like, you know, maybe a part of you is falling away so that a better part, you know, can come forward. You're letting go of what no longer serves you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said, you know, he's going to die, I just heard let go and let God.
What I heard exactly the words were God says she's going to die. So, and I wasn't thinking
I feel like a part of you, like you said, it's not like, you know, physically dying, but you're letting a part of you that is holding you back.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting, you know, and it's time to let it go because you're meant for bigger and better things. I see you as a leader. I don't know if you yourself can feel that.
Yeah, in many, many ways. I mean, I'm a strong person, and I think it takes a strong person to be a leader. Yeah.
Yeah, I just felt like you're going to be stepping into a leadership role is what I was, you know, being shown. And I just feel like, you know, this is a time of creation for you. And I was hearing the words accomplishment. And I see like a big entourage of angels around you as well.
Mm.
So I'm getting, you know, let whatever no longer serves you fall away. And you're sort of getting ready to step onto the next step of your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I have to ask you, when you said your mom, I saw like a hand. Were you like a caregiver for your mom?
I was one of the caregivers of her 8 children. Yeah, we all were, all 8 of us kids.
Because I just heard her, like, say thank you for all that you've done for me.
Yeah.
That you've always assisted, you know, and supported her. And, I mean, that was really beautiful. And be proud of yourself because you went above and beyond is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and you did it lovingly, you know, from your heart, you know.
Yeah, true.
But I do feel like this is your time. This is a time for you now.
So. Yep, I agree.
And your mom is just saying, you know, like, give to yourself the way that you gave to us. Okay?
Okay.
Love yourself the same way. So connect. This is your time, and, you know, there's going to be so much to experience. I see many opportunities coming your way. There's going to be happiness. You know, do what you feel like in your heart, okay? I'm getting the word miracles around you. I feel like you can manifest so many beautiful things.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you haven't thought about it, think about what it is that you want to do. And I see like the angels, and they know how stressful your life was, but I feel like going forward, you know, life is changing for you. It's going to be beautiful. I really feel like it's going to be, you know, it's going to be much smoother. And you do have, I see all these angels like gathering around you. You have an amazing entourage of angels on that is there to help you along the way. Okay. But I'm saying, you know, like, Don't dwell in the past. You know, you are in the present and start thinking about what you want to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
She wants you to think about what it is that you you want to do going forward. This is your time. And she wants you to live your life, you know? So I don't know if you've chosen a path that you want to go on, but I'm hearing, you know,
travel.
It's time to choose. Excuse me?
I want to travel. I want to.
Okay.
I'm 67. I just want to go traveling and have fun.
Okay. Well, that's great. You know, you've got to, you know, start, you know, thinking about, you know, how you're going to start that journey, because I feel like, you know, there's no time like the present.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that I have to ask you, I feel like maybe from all that you've done helping like others, you did have some experiences that left you with some fears and anxieties, and there is a little bit of like maybe lower vibrational energy, you know?
Yeah. Well, promised a lot, and I did a lot, and you know, I was promised a lot, and I never got it, so that was kind of sad. That was disappointing.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, trusting people and, you know, just on their word, and oh my gosh.
Okay. Well, what we want to do is we want to release all of that, okay? And we can start off by saying, I release the fear. And I'll say it and you could just listen. I release
okay.
the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the anxiety. I release the anxiety. I release the anxiety. I release trust issues. I release trust issues. I release trust issues. I release all of the trauma I've been holding on to. I release the trauma. I release the trauma. I release the trauma. And as I was saying that, I could feel like within you, you were getting lighter.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and you can do this yourself. You know, whenever you feel like there's something that you're holding on to, please just, you know, you could, if you can name it, you can say it. And if you can't say it, what exactly it is, you can say, I release, okay? Because I feel now you're making room for joy in your life, hon. Okay?
Yeah.
Now I'd like to turn you over to the ladies, and I thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you. It was very helpful. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Donna. Yeah, this
Hi.
Is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. So that happened the other day and you released and cried, it's just a matter of, you know, like letting go what's no longer serving you. And it was just like a clearing. And what a perfect day, you know, for releasing, because today is releasing what no longer serves us, you know, even the thoughts, anything. Putting it on paper and burning it, you know, in a safe manner, you know, and releasing it to the full moon. And I got two cards for you from the Keepers of the Light Oracle deck. And the first card that jumps out was the Divine Director, and it says intervention and purpose. Divine intervention is occurring. Know that you are being guided. Happiness is your purpose. The Divine Director is a facet of the heart of the Creator. According to New Thought teaching, his energy is merged directly with God's divine plan so that we can access it and understand on a deeper level what will support our true function, which is to be happy. The Divine Director works directly with angels, and in particular, guardian angels, so that they can fulfill their role of supporting the earth and all her people. Right now, your angels are reminding you that your divine purpose on earth is to remember, love, and do what makes you happy. Divine intervention is taking place at this time. What is occurring in your life is providing a real learning curve for your soul, becoming aware of a sense of purpose in your life. It gives you a sense of joy. It's something that brings you pleasure rather than something you have to work for. Know that your career can complement your purpose, but not define it. But the path you are on at this time is right, and the universe is encouraging you to move forward. Wow, that's so beautiful. So the angels
that's
and
pretty,
guardian
yeah.
angels. Yeah, like DC mentioned, they're all around you. And, you know, I'm sure you know we have to ask for assistance. You know, we have to allow them to come in and assist us. So, and the other card that came out for you was the D-Wall Cool. And that says, remember that you are on a path. Take one step at a time to happiness. And again, it's like a similar message about happiness, you know, so I'm just going to read this little portion here. When he appears in a reading, he reminds you that your path is unfolding as it should. Take one step at a time and remember that your only spiritual function is to be happy. You are a powerful person with many lessons under your belt and a real capacity to share your wisdom with the world. Take the time to go over what you have learned recently, recognize the strengths it has brought you, and acknowledge where you have been courageous. Dewalt Cool, now working with your angel guides to help your journey unfold like a beautiful lotus flower, one petal at a time. Wow, Donna, that is so beautiful. I'm like filled, like my whole crown feels like super open, you know, because that's where the lotus is, right, on the crown. So it feels like your lotus is going to be opening. Like you are already getting so many messages and so many like clearings and everything. And my computer is going a little berserk with your reading and it keeps lighting up like lighter. So I feel there's more light. And again, I'm getting chills. More light is coming to you. They're going to light the way for you, light the path for you. So, oh my gosh, I'm so chilled. That is so beautiful, Donna. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. And now I'll hand you over to Liz for her reading.
Hi, Liz.
Hi. Hi, Donna. It's Liz. And,
hi, Liz.
I sent the girls a photo of the cards that came out for you because it was just unbelievable. I don't even think you had finished talking. And just as DC started to give her message, I flipped them over and I was like, oh, my gosh. So the first one is number 14, Beautiful Uncaging. And it's this big heart that's like almost like flames and sparkles coming out of it with a keyhole in the middle. You're about to break open, which, you know, right away as you were talking about your nephew coming in, I was going to, you said you felt like you went to the middle of your brain and pineal gland immediately came to me. So I know that he did break you open to do this release. But I think you need to do some work on your pineal gland as well. So just keep that in mind. So that's what this card confirms, the beautiful uncaging that your nephew did come in, and he helped you to release what was going on for you.
Oh, yeah,
what
because
you still
with
had,
so much trauma,
what you had left in there.
Trauma, yeah. Like a therapist couldn't get rid of the trauma, because when the trauma is severe, it's stuck, the trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
you get, like, frozen, you know?
Yeah.
So this was, I'm glad that he came through. But what do you mean work on the pineal gland? What's that? I've heard of it before, but I don't know what it is.
So it's in the center of your brain. So Google it because it's what happens when it gets calcified. You know? So Google it. There's all kinds of things you can do. So that'll help open your third eye and intuition as well. So the second card I got was number 11. In Perfect Harmony, tuba, and it's playing this beautiful music, and there's rose petals falling all around it. So again, love. You know, the first card was number 14, Valentine's Day, right? All about love. And then the last card is number 24, Let It Go, and it's a big green shrub in the shape of a heart.
Oh.
So you've opened your heart chakra back up. You've let that last bit go that you were holding on to that was holding you back.
Yeah.
You know, you did have a beautiful, beautiful release. I actually went through one myself last week, and it was very wonderful. Not during the time, but after.
after.
I felt so good. And, you know, it made me realize a lot of things. So it's, you know, you've just had this beautiful, beautiful opening. And you should be smiling brighter. You should be, you know, feeling better and feeling lighter because
you are.
You let go of that stuff that was holding you back. You know, the things we carry with us, they're heavy and they drag us down.
They really do.
Yeah. And so you've released them now. So you should be so happy and full of love, full of joy. I see lots of love around you. So good things are coming all around. And, you know, go for your time. I really do feel that way. And so I hope that helps you, Donna.
Yeah, it helps me a lot. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Donna,
welcome.
Before we let you go, My dog Ginger comes in and she, you know, helps out at times, and she's saying, you know, the pineal gland is often, you know, also called the third eye, okay, and it's in between your two physical eyes.
Right.
She's talking about your diet. Are you eating, like, healthy fats?
No, I'm
coconut, olive oils, almonds, because that can help. Great. See, you're listening to your guidance. Cocoa, it's a superfood. It provides you with, like, higher energy levels without getting that crash from regular chocolate. So, you know, when we replace sugar with that, we get so many more benefits, and it's so nutritional. And I'm also getting vegetables, amazing vegetables. One of them would be, like, beets. Beets will help, too. And there's also herbs that you can eat that will help with the process, okay?
Okay.
Are you drinking enough water?
I could drink more. So that's a good reminder.
Yeah, because I feel a little thirsty as I'm connecting with you. And what you're doing, you're going through the process of ascension. And as we go through that process, we sometimes find that it could be a little bit hard on the physical vessel, okay, the body.
Mm-hmm.
So when we drink a little bit more water, we also help our brain to function a little bit better, which does support your, you know, pituitary glands health. And I'm getting, you know, just relax. You've been spending time with loved ones, but you're with the loved ones even on the other side, and that's amazing too. And I just want to ask Mary to come in. Mary, tell her about, like, what you've been doing yourself, how you've been juicing, hon.
I wanted to say that, Donna. So what I've been doing is juicing for the past. I just started this past weekend, or actually Friday. But for the past 2 weeks, I've been, like, eating high vibrational fruits, you know, like veggies, and not feeding my body, like, you know, meat, trying to stay away from at least the meat, drinking lots of water. What I've been doing is, which has been working, is intermittent fasting, which what I do is if I have a salad at 7 p.m. tonight, like for instance, I don't eat again until 3 p.m. tomorrow. Believe me, I was one person that I would say, are you crazy? I would never do that. Like, I'll be hangry. And it's worked, Donna, like, and I feel so full of energy. It feels like I'm being, like, given all this energy from source, basically. That's where I'm getting my energy from source, because food is just, I don't know, like, I feel like having all these, the juicing benefits of, you know, having carrots, juicing the carrots, juicing the apples and the pears together, and the oranges have been so great for me, and having that salad and just extra meditation, it's just, wow, it's opened up so many, like, I feel amazing. Like, when I eat, when I used to eat food, like, regularly, like, 3-4 times a day, I would feel sluggish if I didn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel energized, like, I feel, like, energized 24/7, like, you know, unless I'm in bed, but... Yeah, it's crazy, but it's something that I highly recommend. I started this, you know, really like 2 weeks ago, but juicing like this past weekend, you know, because my juicer was on order, but I was just doing like the NutriBullet with the fruits and, you know, doing them as smoothies, you know, just to stay high vibrational and stop eating like so many foods that just bring your digestive system down and, you know, just makes you feel sluggish. Some certain foods, if they're not, you know, from the ground, make you feel that way. So, you know, I'm trying to stay more earth, like eat more foods and fruits that come from earth instead of just cooking them, you know, like raw vegetables, raw fruits. You know, it's just amazing. I could tell you that my energy level has gone up like from like 50 to like 100, and
that's
I'm not Yeah, wow. Yeah. And I was a person that you can ask anyone that really knows me, I would get hangry if I wouldn't eat.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, to do this, and I tell my friends, they're like, huh? And they're like, really? You haven't eaten? I'm like, yeah. And it's really great. And they're like, you sound like you had like 10 cups of coffee, but and I'm also trying to stay away from coffee as much as possible. And having also a bottle of lemon juice in the morning, just a whole lemon. I rinse it first and then put in my Nutribullet, even with the seeds and everything, and just blend it and drink the whole juice like that. And it's
wow.
Amazing. Amazing.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to
yeah.
take your lead on
so
that because you sound great. Yeah. Yeah. I think she does that too.
We also want to say, you know, like you have to consider every individual is different. If you're yeah. under the care of a doctor, please consult with a doctor before starting
yeah.
any kind of a regimen.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I'm getting for you too, Donna. I don't know if you like coconuts, but I'm getting coconut is
yeah.
Food that would resonate with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I eat coconut yogurt. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just feel like it's, like, really healing, and it resonates with your energy, as well as using, you know, like, coconut oil and things like that,
oh,
because it gets
okay.
Free radicals, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But again, like I said, you know, what Mary's doing is absolutely amazing, and, you know, if you are under the care of a doctor taking any kind of medication or anything, you do, you know, it would be wise
yeah.
to consult with your physician before going on a different regimen, okay?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm very healthy. I'm not under the care of a doctor. Yeah, I mean, I just take supplements, vitamin supplements. Yeah, which is good.
Okay.
I go to a naturopathic doctor for supplements.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we just
yeah,
have to, like you said,
My doctor was the naturopathic doctor, and he's very, very good. And he was stressing how D is very important. He suggests 10,000 milligrams per day. And it's funny,
yeah,
I got
the
D3. Too, and
huh?
I was very low. Yeah, I was very low on the D. People don't realize
because,
that.
You know, if you live, I'm like in the Northeast, and if you're not outside getting, you know, natural D3 from the sun, then you have to supplement it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And some people, when they have their, like, blood work drawn, you know, they even need more than that, you know, depending on their needs. I know people that were under the care of the doctor, and they had, like, 5 times that amount even, you know.
Oh, wow.
But the
yeah.
10,000 is what a lot of doctors do suggest presently, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I take that turmeric. That turmeric's good to take, too. And then CoQ10
yeah.
and spirulina.
Yep.
I put spirulina.
Yep. Well, you sound like you're doing
more.
Some great things.
Yeah.
Sound like
yeah.
you're, you know, on a good path as well.
But I'm going to go now to Whole Foods and get me a glass of that carrot and celery juice.
Sounds wonderful. Well, let us know how you're doing. You know, call us back and let us know.
All right. Thank you
Thank
so
you,
much.
Donna.
Really
have a great evening, Donna.
To all of you. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye. Beautiful.
Wow.
That is awesome.
All right. What a nice call. I
yeah.
can read those cards. All
yeah.
about love.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So beautiful. And they resonated so
and
well.
And I felt it was more about self-love. You know, like we first
yeah.
need to
oh,
learn
yeah.
how to love ourselves
yeah.
first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like she has no cares in the world. She is like on top of the world,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm getting all her spiritual gifts opening up like a lotus
yeah.
flower. It's just so beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
There's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. All right. Ready for the next caller, ladies?
We are.
All right. 205, you're live with Angel Answers. Can I have your first name, please?
Kyle and my first name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. I just would like to know if Spirit has any messages for me, please, and thank you.
Okay. I have to ask you, does the word Daniel, does the name Daniel mean anything to you? Because I heard the name Daniel.
That
has maybe passed by that name? Because I keep hearing Daniel. That's really strange. Maybe, you know, it might come to you later where you'll, you know, think of something, but I keep getting the word Daniel for some odd reason. And I can't exactly figure it out, but I just hear Daniel. Okay. When you're home and the house is quiet and everything, do you start to notice things around the house? Because I do feel there's like someone that's passed with you that has a connection with the month of February. And I'm getting like they're handing you a big heart. So usually it's someone that, you know, that you would remember. They were very spiritual.
Well, I do have a connection spiritually with two. That's my grandmother on my mom's side. And then my dad, he's passed too. So I do connect with
Do you have anything of your grandmother's? Were you able to get, jewelry or something personal of hers?
I didn't because I was maybe about 4 or 5 when she passed. So it's well over 40 years or so. Very small, yeah.
Okay. I'm hearing your grandmother, she's saying family history. Have you been able to go back into your family history and research it a little bit? I feel like there's like something significant there that will help you presently on your journey.
Oh, wow. It's ironic that you say that. I was actually on one of the sites, ancestries.com, I think something to that sort. I actually did the membership, and then I was looking for my birth certificate, and then I couldn't find that information, and I actually canceled the membership because I could get everything I needed. So I don't know, maybe I need to go back and
I'm just getting like if there's something with, like I said, with the ancestry that you're going to give you, it'll give you some clues. But I do feel like there's, like I said, there's a connection with February.
February
your grandmother,
is my birthday.
Do you remember your maybe someone in your family saying like your grandmother was very maybe religious? Because I feel like she has that kind of energy.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so she is coming in, and she's with you, and I don't know, maybe there's like a Daniel around her, you know? Okay. So she's just asking that you do something nice for you, hon. I don't know if you've been taking the time to really, just pamper yourself a little bit, do something nice for you, and she's giving you that beautiful heart, you know?
Yes.
And it was, we're at the beginning of February, so, I mean, it's sort of, I think, like a belated Valentine's gift. But she's asking you to be very proud of yourself, because those on the other side are really, really proud of you.
Oh, I love Grandma. I do. She is so beautiful to me. She comes to me all the time, and I tell her how much I love her, and she tells me how much she loves me. My birthday is actually this month. It passed.
Okay.
I have a twin, so a twin, our birthday.
Wow, okay. Wow.
Yes. I love you, Grandma.
I'm just hearing, like, be present. I feel like life going forward is going to be a little bit more easy for you, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Because I was hearing the word struggle.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm hearing the word forgiveness. Is there someone that you need to forgive? I don't know if it's yourself or someone else. Because she's saying it's time to heal and move on. Have others done like something that, you know, done to you? Because I'm hearing like the wrongs of others have to be released.
It's possibly she may be talking about an ex that I was. It's been about 4 years, and we were set to get married, and I 6 months before we were set to get married, I caught him with this woman at his home, and
wow.
And I left him. I left him that very night. I never went back to him, and he still reaches out to me. Matter of fact, he was at my property about a month ago, and I had to tell him, you know, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to the police. So I have forgiven him. That's the only thing I could think of.
Okay.
I don't want him. I expressed that to him, that I don't want anything to do with him, not even a friendship.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't know if you have, like, a proper, you know, way of telling him everything that you wanted to tell him. If not, please write it down in a letter and don't send it, of course, but you could either rip it up or burn it. And tell him everything that you wanted to tell him, and that'll get rid of the energy you're holding on to from the past.
Thank you.
And when you say, I forgive you, it means I'm no longer holding on to this. I'm giving it to God, because he sees things from a higher perspective, and he knows how to handle everything, hon. And your grandmother just is asking that you please be gentle to yourself, okay?
Okay.
And that's why I think she was saying, you know, be gentle and do something just for you, because you're such a beautiful soul. And she wants you to, you know, let go of this energy and be able to move forward. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yes.
Okay. Yeah, she's a beautiful soul, really, really beautiful. And her heart was there, like, you know, with all the grandkids, she's saying, you know?
Yes.
But specifically, she's saying, you know, let this be a time of healing and let this beautiful love flow through you right now, you know? And I'm hearing the word miracle, so I'm so glad that you called in today. Really, really beautiful. And she's saying, you know, I see when you worry, and she doesn't want you to worry, okay? So if anything that worries you, put to the form of prayer. And she comes to you in your dreams. I don't know if you remember your dreams, but she does come to you, you know, in your dreams. She shows me, you know, that she connects with you then as well. Okay. The only thing I want to ask, too, now, she's saying mother. Did you have some kind of issue with your mom?
No.
Did I feel maybe you had points?
No.
Okay, because she's saying, you know, she's still saying mother. You're holding on to emotions from your mother. Maybe you don't realize it, but there's something that you're holding on to as well from your mother. Maybe her beliefs, you know, maybe the way she raised you. And your grandmother is saying, please, you know, let go of that as well. So, you know, you could, when you're home, you know, after the show or something, you could just, if you say, you know, I release any heavy emotions I'm holding on to, you're going to see that they're going to be released, whether they're from, you know, your ex or your mom, okay? So be willing to release, and the angels will be with you at that time, as well as your grandmother, hon. Because your grandmother sees nothing but the best for you, and she's saying you're going to have an amazing future. Okay? And she's saying, you know, say goodbye to the old and hello to the new. You're finished with all, you know, the bad stuff. She's saying now it's time to get on with your life and really have, you know, she's showing me this beautiful, beautiful future. Okay?
Oh, I receive that. Yes.
That being said, I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. And she's saying, you know, many blessings are coming. And don't worry, you know, everything is taken care of in your future. So that's what I'm seeing. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies on. And thank you so much for calling
you.
In. God
thank
bless.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome.
You.
Hi, it's Mary.
Hi, Mary. Thank you so much.
Hi. You're welcome. So I pulled two cards for you. Since you asked for a message from Spirit, I picked out my postcard from Spirit, but then I was guided to ask for a message from Ask Your Guides deck. So I got the postcard from Spirit says, "Dearest you, the common sayings be in the world but not of it, and where the world loosely refers to the need to be engaged with life but not being attached to specific outcomes. Do not take this world too personally, for you are one of the many co-creators here to play, and we have many ideas how all this should play out. Just know the outcomes don't matter as much as the presence you bring to each experience and how you let yourself flow through life. There's a real freedom in knowing and accepting this. So will you wear the world loosely or will it straitjacket you? It is your choice. Whatever happens, have the courage to keep trying to live as you are meant to. And when it comes to manifesting, don't worry about the how or even the why. We have that covered. Everything is going to turn out exactly as it should. Spirit has a plan. Loving you always and forever." And in the back of the card, it says, "You are beauty." And what I'm getting from this card is, you know, like we say on this show many times, like letting go and letting God. And just like put your manifestations out there in a piece of paper and just let it go, you know. And you'll see that within time, just check back and you'll see that you'll be checking them off. Like, yes, this is done. This has happened. This has happened. You know, it's just like putting it out to the universe and letting it go, you know, and not allowing, you know, specific outcomes to like you want this to happen. Sometimes Spirit has a better plan for us and God has a better plan for us than what we think we want, you know, or that is best for us. So I've learned to allow God to just work his miracles on me and not so much like, be like, okay, I want this, I want that, I want this, you know, and we can't say want because that means that you're lacking, you know. So that's another word. It's just watching what we say, especially where we're manifesting. And then the other card that I have for you is a business ventures. And this card has a beautiful lady looking down at these two people making a transaction, and there's two trees between them, and they're full of hearts and full of money. So I feel like money and profit is coming to you, and I'm not sure about the hearts, what they mean, but I feel like good relationships are going to come from this manifestation of business or whatever you're working on. I'm not sure if you're creative. I feel like you like to create things. So I'm going to give you the meaning of the book because sometimes it clicks. The abundantly prosperous and infinitely loving goddess Venus delights in guiding you in your business and money-making matters. As the goddess of love and relationships, she affirms that at the heart of all success in business, you'll find good relationships between people who trust one another. She points you to new levels of mastery in applying love in order to create the most advantageous business partnerships possible. She wants to move you past any resistance to her garden of earthly abundance and learn the art of creating prosperity and success. With her assistance, you'll find that you genuinely love what you're doing professionally and have a new appreciation for those you work with. This win-win approach to business will empower your efforts, and soon you'll find yourself in a state of grace when it comes to succeeding on the material plane. With Venus as your divine mentor, you'll be guided to the right place at the right time and blessed with the right ideas to create a successful outcome for all. Let your heart be as generous as possible in your work and approach it as an art whose creations you delight in. Guard against becoming greedy or drunk with materialism. Venus's message is business is an art which you can master if you work from the heart and work with love. So that's where the love comes in. You know, we must love what we do and also like show love in everything that we do, you know, even with people that we work with or you associate with. I see see strangers all the time on my boardwalk, and I just say hi, good morning, give them a smile, you know. So just showing love to everything that you do. And I don't doubt that that's who you are, because I feel like that emanating from you. So that's a beautiful card.
Yes.
To
that
get
is
and a beautiful,
beautiful
message. Yeah.
Yes,
beautiful. Yeah. And Liz, I'm sure, is waiting patiently to give you her reading. So hold on 1 second.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you again, Mary.
You're welcome. In the, you know, synchronicities of today, I actually was just sending you girls another picture of a mess. Mary was just saying, you know, you got to let go and, you know, set your intentions and then let go of the expectation, Patricia. And then I was looking up this one card because I wanted a little bit more information about what the book said. And that's exactly what the book had said in there, too.
I saw
I'm
that.
Like, no,
wow. I just saw that. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yes.
So I got two cards for you, Patricia, and they're really beautiful. The first one is number 9, The Rose's Kiss. And this one, it always reminds me of a grandmother. So, because it looks very much like an old vintage rose with a little ladybug on it and all these sparkling lights around it. And it's about compassion for yourself and releasing anything that's holding you back from feeling happy and being joyful. Because you're not meant to go through this world unhappy and suffering. You're meant to live in joy. You're meant to be happy. You're meant to experience pleasure and, you know, all those good feelings. So allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to be, you know, swept off your feet and loved by someone. you know, it's okay. Open yourself back up, because one bad experience is not the end of the day. There's plenty more out there. There's plenty more people that are going to love you right. So let's just say, and spend some time outside, some time in the fresh air, you know, connecting, you know, really, really when you're out there loving yourself, not thinking about anyone else, thinking about Patricia, thinking about you and how much you love you and how much you need to take care of you and how beautiful you are, you know, and maybe buy yourself some flowers once a week, you know, to feel good, because you were worth it, right? You work hard, you do all the things, you know. It doesn't have to be a dozen roses, right? But you can pick up a couple flowers on the way home and put them in a little vase to cheer you up every day.
I do actually buy myself flowers once a week, so yeah.
Oh, see?
Yes, I do.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not.
And then the second card I pulled for you is Willing Release, and it's the dandelions when they've gotten to, like, the puff phase, and that's the card that said, you know, it's time to set your wishes out there. Set your intentions. What do you want to do? What do you want to come to your life? What do you want in your life? You know, put all that stuff out there. Make your wishes now and then blow them in the wind and wait to see what you get, because it's going to be beautiful. It's, you know, it's the little dandelions are all full of, there's stars all around them and little butterflies. So there's big things coming. There's changes for you. There's, you know, stuff coming into your life, good stuff, good positive things. So open, you need to open yourself up. You need to know that you're supposed to be happy and joyful, and you're supposed to feel all the good things in life. You're supposed to feel pleasure and all those things. So go do it.
Well, I'm open, and I'm very open to it, and I do meditate, and so I am open to all the good things that's coming. I'm excited to just listen to the readings. And certainly when my grandmother comes in and she speaks, it's just as powerful today as
she was when I was a little girl. And when she spoke, you know, she had a presence among the family, and she still does. So I just love her so much. She's been with me for a very long time, and she's very much so made herself known more so recent here that she's here with me. So I love her dearly. I just have one quick question. I have a kitten. She's about going on 5 months. And I just want to know if she's happy. She and I can have rough times with each other. And I just want to know if she's happy because, I think I do a lot of spoiling with her and pretty much anyone that I'm taking care of. I do think I spoil and take care of everyone else much more so than myself. And I'm getting better with that, with seeing more about me. But I just want to make sure she's happy. Do you feel like she's happy with the way I take care of her and try to not only take care
like
of her,
she's
but
happy. I feel like she's a little high strung.
You know what, too? Yeah. You say that. I think you're right. She's a little high strung. Are you overly concerned about what you eat?
Sometimes I could be. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because that's making, like, your little kitten, making her, like, high-strung, you know? She's looking at you and thinking, like, why are you doing that? She's saying, you know, we don't have to be perfect, you know? And I could hear the kitten, like, laughing a little bit, but thinking, come on, like, get over yourself. Just eat, you know?
Yes, Nola is her name, Nola. And she is very
high-strung. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, and she's beautiful.
You've got
to,
you know what, when you're not high-strung, she's not high-strung. She focuses on you. She watches what you do, you know?
Yes, she does. You are so right.
I could hear her saying she doesn't, you know, she's saying she doesn't let herself have a good time. You feel like, you know, you're not supposed to enjoy life. She said, but that's what you're supposed to do. And I think that's why she's there with you, because to help you to really let go and enjoy life, okay? Have a little bit more fun. Think of her, have some fun, and just let go. And, you know, little kittens, you know, they're curious and everything, and she wants you to connect with that side of yourself.
Okay. Thank you, ladies, so much. I love you all.
You're welcome.
So much. And
you're
I'm
welcome.
So glad I called into the show.
Oh, we're glad to have you.
Blessings. To you all, many blessings, thank you. I would like to continue to listen to the show.
All right, I'll put you back on hold, Patricia. We'll talk
again.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
That was adorable.
Yeah, that was. Beautiful reading, too.
You know, all the readings have been absolutely amazing. Really, really beautiful. Really
I saw
beautiful.
Joan strut through when she was asking about the kitten, and I said, that's how I knew she was high strung.
you were spot on, and this is the little kitten just started to talk. That was amazing. Beautiful.
Well, are we ready for another caller, maybe?
I think so.
All right. Area code 860, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Hi, my name is Melina.
Hi, Melina. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, kind of general. I did a question about relationships because I feel like I've been meeting people, but it's not been going, nothing has, like, the future, I feel like. So I'm wondering, like, what you guys pick up.
Okay. This is DC. And you said your name was Melina?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, hon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, girlfriend, she's saying, you're not noticing. Someone is trying to sort of give you signals like they're interested in you. And it's sort of like you're not paying attention.
Okay,
and there may be. Well,
you,
yeah, they're around you, but I guess you're not. You know, it's sort of like you're not considering that person, maybe, like in the respect of love. Okay. Let's see. And did you say, you know, you're really positive, but you've got to be a little bit more optimistic. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, what does she show me? And Ginger's coming in again, and she's saying, you know what? I think you should really, you know, make a list and figure out what it is that you really want from a relationship. Because I don't feel like you have a down pat, she's saying. So have you made a list of, like, the qualities that you want in regard to having someone come in regard to love, hon?
I remember 2 years ago I wrote, like, a letter because I was really heartbroken with the guy I was seeing, and I was like, I'm going to write a letter to him, but also...
Okay, so when you said that, I immediately heard you have to remove the fear and the doubt in regard to having, you know, a beautiful relationship. There's a lot of fear within you. There's a lot of doubt. And you can say, I release the fear, you know, and I'll say, I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the doubt. I release the doubt. I release the doubt. And I feel like, you know, your energy, you know, is shifting. You can say it like, you know, when we're off air, that you release the fear, you know, you release the doubt. And allow yourself to open up to finally having the happiness you deserve. Okay? And
yeah.
Ginger, you know, be open for coincidences. Okay? That seemed to, you know, occur as a coincidence. And then I was hearing, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. Okay? So I do feel like the angels, you know, are taking part and helping you to find the love that you truly deserve. And Ginger saying, you're going to be really lucky in love. You really will. And,
okay,
you know, this
yeah.
is the month of love you're calling in. And Archangel Shamuel came in the beginning of the show. And she's going to help you to open up your heart more and, you know, to accept love and show your beautiful loving qualities to others as well. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to turn
yeah.
over to the other ladies. Thank you for calling in, hon.
Thank you.
Hi, Melina. This is Mary.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so the card I pulled out from the Romance Angel Oracle deck for you, and the card that flew out for you was keep an open mind. Your soulmate may differ from your usual type and expectation. And what I get from that is that DC mentioned there's someone that you're not noticing because obviously maybe they don't have the qualities that you're looking for or something. So just keep that open mind where, you know, the usual type that you go for may differ.
Yeah.
You know, he may okay. look different, you know, act different, dress different, you know, something like that. And that list of is very important to have, you know, because sometimes we want just love to come in. But remember, we need someone who's available, who's single, who's mature, who's self-sufficient, you know, those kind of lists, who's handsome, who's, you know, loves working out, if that's what you love doing, you know, who loves to travel, things like that, you know, that things that interest you should be on that list. And then the things that you don't want on the other side, you know, like for me, it's non-smoker, like it has to be a non-smoker. You know, no cats because I'm allergic to cats. I love them, but I'm allergic to them. So things like that. So, and then I also pulled another card from postcard from Spirit, and this is the message for you, Melina. It's dearest you, there are times when loss is a part of life, like when you leave a situation not in alignment with your highest good. Sometimes a loss is sudden and painful, like when a loved one crosses over to our dimension. Regardless of the nature of your loss and your control over it, your experience is asking to be acknowledged. Tears are necessary, as is grief.
When you repress the natural expression of loss and try to move on too quickly, the unprocessed pain haunts you in a destructive way. We don't want that for you. Instead, let your heart break open wide. Feel the loss and integrate it. See the beauty that was, the lessons learned, and know that as you let go of what has passed, ever more of you remains. It gets better, we promise. Your heart expands with more compassion for the world than ever before. Love heals all. We are loving you, sending you love always and forever. So what I'm getting from this card is, you know, obviously you wrote that letter to your past love, you know, and I feel like there's something there and you still need to either forgive or let go of. And until we do that, like, that new love won't come in. You know, like, we're, like, in a stagnant part of our life. Because if tears need to be, like, cried, then you need to cry it out. And, you know, process those emotions. Because, you know, I feel like tears are necessary. Your expression of the loss that you went through needs to be expressed. Whether it's with someone, like, We're all healers here, right? Reiki healers. Sometimes the emotions get stuck in one of our chakras, and it holds us, you know, like, and then we can't grow. And it just, you know, stunts our everything. Like, our heart closes, our creativity is closed, our sexual drive is closed, like, things like that, you know. So I just wanted to mention that because that's what's been coming to me. So I kept hearing there's nothing to worry about, you know, with love. It's just that making that list and letting go of the past is really very important, you know, and trying to leave it behind where it should be. I hope that helps, Melina.
No, it helps because I've been, like, going on dates, so, like, there's some guys, like, just coming back. And I'm, like, really confused because some of these guys, they've shown me, like, this inconsistency, but yet they come back and try to talk. And sometimes I'm like, should I give them a chance or not? And because they're all maturing and growing, and I have a love for them. But I just, sometimes just, I get mixed messages, and I'm like, what's going on? Basically.
Yeah, it's because you're still, like, I don't know what happened in the past, but I feel like you're still stuck a little bit in the past where you need to let go of what happened in that past situation and then move on from there and work on you. Because in order to bring someone in, we must love ourselves. We must, you know, truly love ourselves, like, feed it good food, like, exercise, like, sleep 8 hours at least, you know, things like that. And that's really key, you know, loving ourselves first, because love will come when the time is right, like, and I feel divine timing. But again, keep an open mind, and I'll switch you over to Liz, which I'm sure she's dying to give you a message.
Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, I always tell people when I write my book that I'm going to name it, you can't make this stuff up. And you can't. I'm sending them pictures again because the first card I pulled is Close Encounters. The person has already been around. There's a couple people that are interested, that you're interested in as well. And you've been you've been in the same circles, so you've already connected, you'll get it eventually here. I pulled the Beautiful Uncaging number 14, the Valentine card. You gotta let all that other stuff out of your heart from anything in the past, anything. What do I want to say? Family relationships, friendship relationships, any of that stuff, anything that you might be holding on to where you've been wronged by people or any of that stuff, it's time to release it. That stuff's over. It's gone. We need to be done with it because it's holding us back. It's holding your heart closed.
you need to be, you got to let it open. You got to let it shine so the right person can find you. And, you know, what happened to you in the past isn't going to happen again because you already know what it's like, you know, and what to look for. So mm-hmm. the next experience, you want to be wonderful, and you don't want to bring any of that crap with you into that relationship. But I am going to say, be aware of tall tale tellers. You know, make sure you're doing your background checking, and you know, not background check, but you know, checking the facts and things like that. You know, pay attention because there are people out there that just try to, you know, slide one past us every once in a while. So just be aware, not to be, I don't want to say to be like pessimistic about it, but if things don't line up to you or make sense, then go with that gut feeling. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, am I being too strict? Because there's some things I'm like, they're not able to keep up, communication especially. I just want to end it. I'd rather just, I don't know if that's making me too picky or I don't know. It's just,
well, think about yourself, and do you love yourself enough? If someone was doing that to you, if it was the other way around, would you feel the same way, you know, if you were in the other role? You know what the other person is doing, you know. So think about it. You know, think of each person. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. So take three deep breaths. Close your eyes. And what is your body telling you? What do you feel? Does everything feel okay? Does something feel not right? You know, you know. Your body knows. Your body's going to tell you. They know when you're with the right person because vibration has to align. You know, and if the vibration's off, your body will tell you because you won't feel right. So,
yeah,
that's why you have to take a couple deep breaths. Okay. And, you know, there's no rush. The right person, they aren't far away, but there's no rush to find them immediately either. You know, take your time, enjoy different connections, and because we're just in a different time now. It's a different shift that we just went through here where everyone's going to be a little bit cautious and reckless, if that makes sense. So, you know, take your time. Meet a lot of people. You know, not that you have to be romantic with everyone, but, you know, take the time to go out and meet people, do things, different people that you haven't been around before. Just so you have experience and you know, are a little bit more open, a little bit more awake, I think, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
I hope that helps you, and have a great week or day, and let us know how it goes, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Oh, wow.
Lots of love in the air. Everybody's
I know. I'm
like,
how
it.
Did I pull this? I'm it's like
a perfect month for that, right? I mean,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
We just went through Valentine's.
Yeah. Wild. Love is still in the air.
It is.
All right. I'm like, where did I put my book? Well, are we ready for another caller, ladies? Oh, actually, I should say there's
yes,
a couple
please.
People in the chat, and I asked if anyone, you know, had any questions, and Wildflower Wind wanted to say, you guys do a great service to everyone by doing the readings. So I told her thank you.
So
beautiful.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Beautiful.
It hardly feels like work, though, right, when you're having this much fun?
Yeah.
It's beautiful helping like this. Such a, you know, beautiful gift for us and for others.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, back to the switchboard here. Where are we? Okay. Area code 415, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. First, I wanted to say a follow-through of a previous time I called with some new interesting news.
Okay.
So
love follow-up.
I called in a couple months ago, and I had some gold chains on, and I just noticed one day that the charm was missing on one of them, and it was something my dad gave me from Italy, and you guys said, I forgot the message, but something from my dad, and it would come back. And then when I was packing to move, I took all, you know, opened up the top drawer of my dresser and taking out my, you know, socks and underwear and stuff, and of all the places, that charm was in my sock drawer.
Oh, beautiful. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at
that.
That's
beautiful.
What we're doing.
Which is called St. Anthony, right?
I didn't call him, but I'm glad if he works, then I'll take it.
Yeah.
And then,
we love that.
Yeah, so I was wondering if the same thing, if you, there's a ring of my mom's that I put away years ago when I moved a different time, when I moved like over 5 years ago, I put it, quote, somewhere safe. And I was getting now some tubs out of storage going through some things I haven't in the many years, and But my memory, her ring is in a tub, and if any thoughts or messages from my mom about it, it has little rubies in it for my mom.
Okay, this is DC. Your mom is just saying she is connecting with you in your dreams. I don't know if you remember your dreams.
A little bit. I need to... You know, I to write more, maybe I do remember it, and then I kind of, as soon as I even open my eyes to write it down, then they kind of disappear.
Okay.
But
I just feel like she's telling me that you'll find it in the spring. That's what she's showing me, that you will find it. And March 20th is the first day of spring, so from then on, I think, you know, you will find it, she's saying, in the spring.
That's weird. So I'm going through them now.
Excuse me?
Because I'm going through those now. But
okay, well, maybe it's not where you thought it was, you know?
Yeah, sure.
But you feel, and she's saying, listen to what you're feeling inside. It's going to help you to find it, okay? You've got to stay centered and focused, and you'll find it. You know, so by spring, you should find it. That's what I'm getting. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies.
Yeah, it doesn't all have to be about that ring. You know, it could be any messages that come up.
Yeah. This is Mary. Hi. So I was getting trust your intuition, and I looked at the bottom of my angel answers deck, and that's what it was since you wanted a message from your mom or see if she came through, I pulled the Talking to Heaven cards, and the message is, the earth is our school. And, okay, I need to say this because I don't know if it's in a book, because this card shows an open book and the world on top of it. So maybe look in a book. I don't know, because that's how she's presenting it to me. I mean, if this card jumps out for you, a message from her, so possibly, you never know.
Or
and
in
it
a
says
box.
The office,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. And it says, we often forget when living in a physical body that Earth isn't our true home. Heaven is a lot like Earth, with people, animals, flowers, trees, and such. The difference is that up here, there is no competition to meet physical needs. After all, you don't have to eat or pay taxes in heaven. You do have responsibilities, but they're part of your life's purpose.
So they are joyful. For that reason, everyone in heaven is relaxed, forgiving, happy, and loving. We go to Earth to experience life in a physical body. It's like going away to boarding school. When you have a physical body, the ego becomes apparent because everyone is competing and struggling to take care of their physical demands. But if you can rise above those energies, you learn how to bring heaven's love to Earth. It can take multiple lifetimes to grasp this simple yet not so simple concept. Fortunately, I'm here to help you learn what's really important for your spiritual growth, which is love. The more you can see yourself and others through heaven's loving eyes, the more you understand that everyone is doing the best they can. You have compassion for yourself and others, and that is when you've mastered your schoolwork. So love is the answer to everything, and I've been learning that, like, and taking some courses in giving ourselves love and giving others love. So that's the message I got from her. I hope that helps a little. And I'll switch you over to Liz now.
So I too felt when you were talking about the ring, it's definitely not where it is supposed to be.
I didn't put it
what
any
I was
place
seeing,
it
comes out of nowhere.
Put it with other jewelry. I don't know why.
Yeah. It's definitely not where it's supposed to be. Like even in the boxes, like it's not. Be very careful when you're throwing things away. Make sure you go through everything.
Right.
Because it is almost overlooked is how I saw it. Because it's
right.
Like, make sure you're pulling out all the newspaper and tissue and stuff and checking. Because the card I pulled too is beyond the ordinary. So I'm like, definitely
that's
not. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Liz, I just want to ask Catherine, do you have anything yellow? I keep seeing the color yellow for some reason.
Both my cards I pulled for are yellow too, DC.
maybe it's the sacral chakra I have to
solar
growing or getting brighter or something. I have to.
Yeah.
But
so
yeah.
I was pulling cards for you from this seven chakras. The seven energy decks by Colette Baron Reed.
Oh.
And both cards I pulled are yellow solar plexus cards.
Yeah,
and
the power center. Yeah, your solar plexus.
Yeah, yeah.
But
wow.
I definitely saw yellow.
Yeah.
That's all I was getting was the color yellow. So it has something to do with yellow.
For sure.
Definitely start doing some I am affirmations, bringing some self-confidence into yourself.
Right.
I'm definitely feeling like you need some personal power. So eat yellow things, wear yellow clothes, write I am affirmations on your bathroom mirror with a dry erase marker. I am beautiful. I'm loved. I'm worthy. Because the beyond the ordinary has a big flash of yellow in it as well. And
wow.
The other card I pulled was Waking the Lion. So I feel like you really need to do this work right now with the I ams. You need to get that self-confidence boosted up. You need to really love yourself. Because this is a time to step into your power. And I feel like you're really going to, when you do this, 3 weeks, do a good solid 3 weeks. I think you're going to move really quickly with this. If you do the I am affirmations every morning, like I said, bring more yellow stuff in. What else? What can you use for stones? Citrine.
Tiger heart?
Maybe Mary can look us up a solar plexus stone. I'm drawing a blank.
And you know what? I have a little nursery rhyme almost to St. Anthony.
Okay.
Tony, uh-huh. Gather round. Something's lost and must be found. So we can call upon St. Anthony to come and help us find things. And when I call upon him, I usually do find what I'm looking for.
Yeah, when I
Absolutely.
Moved, I had another earring in of my mom's that I had made from her stuff. And then when I got to my new place, it wasn't in my ear. And I was like so sad because I couldn't buy it again because I had a maid. And then
my old roommate found it on the rug in my bedroom, so that came back as well.
Yeah. Stop wearing that fancy stuff while you're moving, Catherine.
Yeah, even yellow aventurine is another one for the solar plexus, Liz.
Okay. You know? I don't know why I'm drawing a complete blank.
And the golden healer. There's another crystal. The golden healer is also a beautiful one.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Amber.
Amber.
I'm staring at my golden healer egg in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of anything.
Gosh, oh,
what a night I'm having.
Gosh.
I want to say just while I'm thinking about it, I just watched a great for the first caller on YouTube. I just watched a pineal gland activation meditation.
Beautiful.
On YouTube. So
beautiful.
That's
nice. So Donna,
so that's another great source.
The only thing I want to ask, Catherine, are you having any, are you having like any issues with your digestive tract at all?
I was last week, and it's much better.
Yeah, because I can still feel something like in the stomach area, and that has to do as well with the solar plexus. The chakra is presently blocked a little bit. So the affirmations Liz had given to you will be really helpful as well. And sometimes when the plexus chakra is blocked, we also have issues with kidneys and gallbladder. So it's really good to, you know, use those I am affirmations.
You can't, a lot of times you don't know. I have a really bad garlic allergy, and when you eat out, they don't even tell you anymore what's in the food. So I eat just a little garlic. I can be sick for days, so.
No.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
But make sure you just put in a special request. All you have to tell them is,
I have
an allergy, and they usually are really careful. They will, you know, honor your request. But
maybe
if we don't, tell them,
know.
It may not be, like, mentioned on the menu, and it may be in there, so please be aware of that.
I know. Yeah, I tell them that every time.
Yeah, well, that's good. But please, like, use those I am affirmations, because I do feel like your stomach area feels a little off, okay?
Yeah, that's great. I haven't focused on that chakra, so that's great. And it matches with the lighter days coming and closer to spring and everything.
Yep. So visualize for the sunshine out there and, so many things you can do. The IMs, you can write them on your mirrors. You can program reminders in your cell phone to pop up every few hours so you say them. All kinds of things, So there's, meditations that you can just listen to that say, I ams. So anything you do is going to help. And, bringing more yellow into your life, more yellow color, as far as like in clothing and things that are around you, eating more yellow foods. All those things will help you, too.
Definitely.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll keep listening.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Wow.
And now they're showing me Mary's drinks, her beautiful concoction there. Yeah.
Because maybe if you don't like all the yellow foods.
Yeah, I had a green apple today with a pear, and that was the juicing for today. So
I don't know when they put all those vegetables in with all the fruits.
And you know what? Dandelions, when the weather gets warmer, the dandelions, they do have presently, you can get like dandelion tea, and that's really supportive of the liver and kidneys. Ooh. So that would help too, And as Mary talked about the lemons are very detoxing and they're healthy.
Yeah.
So there's quite a bit that, we can do beyond what we, we think,
Absolutely.
The yellow for her is like is a message in itself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That yellow color.
It was so funny because you're like, I got to say you're seeing yellow. And I'm like, stop. These are both so like this yellow card. And they're,
I love that.
Because at first I'm like, well, this is really weird because I'm like, I get nothing like what they're saying. And then I'm like, that's the first time tonight. I'm like, what happened? I was looking for a satellite to fall down or something. Like, how come we're not connected?
Funny. Oh, you're too funny, Liz. Oh, my gosh. You always, the two of you, you always give such beautiful information. Oh, my gosh. So beautiful.
So over in our chat, the healer medium has said thank you for the show as well. And he does have a question.
Oh, nice.
Does she have a question? They said, is the stock market in trouble and is communism in our future?
Oh, gosh. You know what?
Really
I don't like to resonate with either of those questions.
Yeah, I know.
I don't stock market. And I feel like, you know, politics are really, like, you know, bad for your health, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I don't, like I said, I don't resonate with those kind of things because.
Yeah, I know. I said,
I'm in like a state of craziness, and I don't resonate with it. So I don't,
yeah.
I really don't,
no.
I try not to focus on either.
I'm like, I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't. I don't watch TV. So, yeah.
No,
I don't even know what's going on with the
two things, like, it lowers your energy, and people that focus, like, on, you know, the news and the communism and all this other stuff, you're going to be so sick because it affects the immune system, you know? So
yeah.
I try to keep my energy up and not, you know, not go in that direction.
Yeah. I hardly ever turn my television on.
Yeah.
Noise. I'd rather listen to music because that gets your vibration going up.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Brynn in the chat, and he's on hold, but we're picking up calls from, because he's saying he was on hold before we started the show, and he got cut off and called back. But we're picking up callers that we didn't get to last week. So, Brynn, we'll get to you as soon as we can, okay? So are we ready for our next caller?
Yeah.
All right. Area code 519, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi there, it's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I was wondering if the job that I'm in now, do you see me doing it long-term or is it a shorter-term thing?
Okay. I got to get out of the yellow zone. Still yellow here. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Okay, so you want to know if it's going to be long-term? I'm getting it can be. Is this a job that you want to be in? Because I'm getting, you know, if you're optimistic about it, you know, are you positive about this job? Do you like the energy of the job?
It's good. It's not very challenging, and I tend to get bored pretty quickly, so...
Okay, so that would be the answer to your question. I mean, you know, it'll be there as long as you want to be there. But I do feel like I'm getting the word new coming in. So something new is going to come along because from within, you're feeling like, you know, you want this new adventure. And I feel like, you know, you already planted those seeds a long time ago. So you're going to see that something new is going to come your way. And I'm hearing something better, you know.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah.
But it's up to you. Like I said, when people say, will I be moving here? Will I be moving there? Well, it's up to you, you know. But I do want to say that you have an opportunity that's going to come, and it's going to be to work at something that you really do love, okay?
Oh, that's great. It's good to hear.
Okay. And I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. Jennifer, have a good evening, hon.
Thank you.
Hi, Jennifer. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
So I got a no, and then I asked again, and then I got a maybe. So it's similar to what VC said that it's based on what you want, you know, if it fulfills you, because, you know, we want to do something like that is going to fulfill us. Like for us is this, right? Helping others, giving readings, you know, this is our life purpose. So when you do what you're meant to do in life, it's just, it's not work. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. And then I asked, I got another card, and it says, if you believe, is the card that came out for you. And I just want to see. It says, what you need right now is faith. You can have what you desire, but you must believe that it can be so. Stay positive and visualize the outcome you're hoping for. Set aside all negativity or pessimism in favor of a sunny outlook. The law of attraction brings to us what we expect to receive. If our perception is that we deserve great things, then we will attract happiness. If we fall into doubt and don't believe in our own self-worth, then our experiences will match that energy. Believe in yourself and your cherished dreams. So believe in all those dreams that you have, of finding that dream job, you know, and the same way that we write a list for the perfect partner, we should write a list for the perfect job that we want. I feel
that's
like
a great
that
idea.
Should be something
yeah,
that we should do, like, because there's jobs out there that we don't want, like, or managers that we don't want, you know. So it's just finding that perfect balance, you know, and setting that intention and then letting it go. You know, like we always say, let go and let God, like putting the intention out there and letting it go that it's going to come when the time is right. So divine timing. What I'm noticing from this card is also the Metatron's cube. So perhaps even call in Metatron, Archangel Metatron, who works with, you know, higher realms and works on organizing. He works with people who work in like offices and with everyone, basically. He helps. So call him in because I see his cube and these are angel cards. So it's perfect. So he's an amazing archangel. Okay?
Oh, right. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. I'll switch you over to Liz now. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Liz.
So the first card I pulled for you, well, first, when you asked about your job, I got a, like, you don't love it there, but you could stay there, but it's, you know. And I did feel like you could move to another department, but you still would be, then you would just be like, whatever, it's a job. So, you know, if you wanted to, you could stay there. You could, and you would just do the job, and it's a job, and right? But I got the first card I pulled is really, it's number 5, body and soul. And it's saying that's not going to serve you well. It's not going to make you feel well to stay at a job that you're just, okay. So it's telling you to feed your soul. Feed the thing, do the things that make you feel good. Go places that make you feel good. Do work that makes you feel good. You know, we need jobs at points in time to pay our bills and all that stuff. And, you know, we sometimes stay in places where we're not necessarily happy or what undervalued or any of that stuff. But we can still look for something else. In the time that we're not at work doing the things that we have to do, we can enjoy groups and hobbies and activities that we enjoy, and it'll put us in the place we need to be to connect with that new job that is right for us, that we do enjoy, because it'll be surrounded around those things if we're out there doing them. So in your free time, do things that you love, because it'll connect you to the next right job that you are going to love, that you are going to want to stay at, that makes you happy, makes you get excited about it, you know. So tune into feeling good. That's what I'm trying to say. Make sure you're feeling happy.
Thank you.
Like upbeat. Because it sounds like the job is kind of just, it's not, there's nothing exciting about it. And it kind of just, you're like, whatever. You know, you want to come home every day and feel good and be excited. That's how I feel.
No,
I love
good.
I love
yeah,
both
good.
The jobs I have. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I just actually had a young man staying in my Airbnb the last two nights, and I happened to have classes down there. Well, the Singing Bowls last night and class on Monday night, and he joined us for both. And he said, you know, I've been working from home for 2 years. He says, and at first, you know, he's a 39-year-old bachelor. He says, at first it was really great. Like, I didn't have to get up, take a shower, get dressed. He's like, it was awesome. He goes, but now it's like, it's old and it stinks and I don't really like this work and I don't know if I can do this forever. And he's like, I think I need to leave this job. And I said, then put out there, just like DC said, put out there what you want. Or I'm sorry, Mary. I told him, I said, write down what you want from a job. What do you want from it? Do you want it? You want to make enough money that you can enjoy life and be happy and not be, you know, a slave to your job. Write all the things down that you want from a job. What are you looking for? You know, what do you want to do? Write it all down and put it out there to the universe, just like Mary said. Again, that's another thing, honoring yourself, making yourself, your body and your soul feel good. So do more things like that for you, you know, that what you want, what makes you feel good, you know, what you enjoy. We should do things that make us happy. We should be doing things that we like. And the next card I got for you was number 23, Healing the Heart. And I'm really getting that there's something has happened to you that you've held on to for a very long time, and that's why you don't go and do things that you enjoy on a regular basis. And you don't think that you're supposed to have fun and enjoy yourself. You feel that way?
No, I sort of, 1 year it will be all about having fun. 1 year it's about, you know, working on my spirituality. 1 year, I'm not much of a multitasker. So, you know, right now it's about, I don't even know what it's about right now, but.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's every year I have to have a different focus. So this year is not about having fun, though. So.
Well, I think the focus needs to be Jennifer. And Jennifer being the best Jennifer she can be. So she should be happy because our birthright is to be happy all the time. And she should feel like pure love. So you don't have to multitask when you're only focusing on yourself.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Stop spreading everything apart. You know, you want to focus, you don't have to focus just on spirituality. Maybe you do that this week, and then maybe next week you focus on, you know, healthy eating or whatever you want to do. You know, be year to year. Focus on what makes Jennifer feel good.
Yeah, that's a good advice. Thank you.
All right. So that's what I have for you, Jennifer.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you,
ladies. That you enjoy. Okay.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you soon. Let us know what comes up for you in the next couple months. I see you getting really excited about life.
Hooray. Okay. Thanks. I hope that's... Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great night. Okay. Oh. She looks like she's going to be having fun.
Yeah.
All right. Looks like we have time for one more caller. Good cheer, Mary, must be from you.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric said 212. You're live with Angel Angels. Do you have your first name?
Oh, hi. This is Bryn calling. Hi. Thanks for getting me on. Yeah, the phone just clicked off for some reason. So, anyway. I have a very different question tonight. I live with a sister that has a schizophrenic history problems, and up until about a week before January 12th, she was in a downward spiral, and, you know, she voluntarily told me, you know, she needed to go to the hospital, so I took her, and she's going to be out on Friday or maybe the Monday after, they said. And my question is, how is she going to be coming back? Is things going to get better? Or the feeling I get is I don't know how long she's going to stay in the apartment, maybe till the end of the year, but I'm not sure. I just want to get some insight because I'm not feeling I want to be in the apartment myself. Not necessarily not. I'm not saying not with my family, but I'm just saying personally. In any case, I've been thinking of moving. It has nothing to do with my sister because I love my sister, but I just want to know what you guys.
Okay. Since she's been in the hospital, has she been reevaluated by her doctors, Bryn?
Right. Her medication's been reevaluated. She's had medical workup, and she's now just on two medications. One that she takes once a day, and the other is a monthly injection, one injection a month. Whereas before she was on four or five different pills. So, but she got into a psychotic thing, you know, and that's why this all happened. Something happened, you know. She's had these problems all her life, though. You know, she had anorexia when she was younger and all that.
Okay. I am getting, you know, it was a good thing that, you know, she went and got the help. I feel like, you know, they're doing like a different protocol that is more helpful.
Right.
Okay. I was hearing like energy healing. Does it run in your family, like the issues that she has? Because I felt like, you know, it came down from like others have like maybe not exactly the same, but have some kind of issues, you know?
Yeah, it might have. I don't know. Sure. You know, I mean, you know, I've had, you know, my own bouts of depression, but, you know, everybody gets depressed, and I've worked through that. But and I'm functional, you know, in that sense. So, yeah, I mean, it's possible in my ancestry, you know. You never know.
Okay, and did they do, like, a regular workup, like, you know, like her chemistry and different things? Because I felt like something was off there as well.
Yeah, her thyroid was off, which I learned that it has a factor in manic episodes if the thyroid is off. Yeah. So they adjusted her thyroid medication and all that. Yeah.
Was she having like eye problems and hair problems because of the thyroid?
Yeah, eye problems. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I do feel like, you know, was, you know, a lot of it too was like, you know, the thyroid, you know. And she sort of, like, abruptly had, like, an issue, and, you know, she asked you to help her, you know?
Right.
I sort of feel like, you know, like, her health is at a stage that will fluctuate.
Right.
Okay? So I do feel like, you know, she'll have some good...
How do you see us living here, you know?
Okay. I'm just trying to see if they'll give me that, Bryn. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So when you move, she's going to go with you, or?
Well, no, I want her. Oh. I want her to get into a program or like a, you know, a house where she can be in a community setting, you know, where this.
I feel like, you know what, I feel like in the warmer weather, so not summer, but maybe spring, when it really gets like a lot warmer, though. I feel like, you know, the transition can take place. But the angels are with you, hon. They're going to help you to make the right decision for her and for you.
All right.
So please know that they are with you. They're not going to leave you alone during this time. Okay?
Yeah.
And there, you know, I'm getting for you, please relax. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You're holding on to so much. And, you know, that's a lot for you as well. Okay.
Well, yes.
I'm
going
to turn to the ladies, and just please, like I said, please take care of yourself. But I was getting, like I said, like curved, you know, her blood. There were so many different things off, you know, with the blood work, and that, you know, that, like you said, her thyroid wasn't functioning properly, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like, you know, you need to have a little bit more time for yourself, you know.
Well, yeah.
And
I love,
you know,
my sister, but it's been hard.
Breathe. You'll know when it's time. Okay?
Yeah.
But your health is just as important as... you know.
I mean, I want good things for my sister if I leave, because I don't want her to. You know, it's not going to work if she's alone here. You know.
No. No, to, and you won't know. Have peace of mind if you, you know.
No, I won't. And now I think she's on a walker too. So.
Yeah.
Before she was just.
Well,
walking,
I was just going to ask that she. I'm getting. She needs to strengthen her muscles. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's always been the case. Yeah.
Okay, Bryn. Well, I'm gonna turn you over to the ladies. God bless. I'm gonna say a little prayer, hon, for the both of you.
All right. Thank you, Dusty. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Hi, Bryn. It's Mary.
Hi.
So the first thing, the first card. Well, the first thing that was coming through was I needed to pull or recommend a crystal for her. So that came in really strong. So I picked out or was guided to pick a crystal for her, and I'll give it to you in a second. The card that came out for her or for you with her question is improving health. So it says the angels want you to know that the health of the person you asked about is going to improve. You can request the assistance of Archangel Raphael and your guardian angel to speed along the recovery. And also ask her guardian angel to get involved. And, you know, if she's okay to ask that as well, you know, and ask her guardian angels to come through, that would be amazing,
right.
You know.
Okay.
And, you know, and it's also urging you to make more healthful choices in your life. So if you're feeling called to detox from harmful foods or substances, you should follow that guidance. So removing unhealthy practices from your life will make you feel vibrant and strong. And I don't know why I read that portion, because that's not what you were asking for, but it's something that we've talked about in this show where I'm learning to eat better, you know, like juice and
well, I have a healthy diet.
And,
I eat vegetables, steamed vegetables, soups, no sugar, no alcohol, no drugs, lots of water.
Okay.
You know, I don't know.
That sounds really great. Okay.
Fall off the wagon, but anyway, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then the I got spring, just like DC, the moving sometime in spring.
Okay.
And the crystal that came through for her is, I don't even know how to say it, is do more to your right. Do more to right.
Yeah.
And I'll let you get a pen in a few minutes, and, you know, like when
I have
I'm
it.
Done.
Yeah,
and,
I have it.
Oh, you do? So I'm going to spell it for you. It's D as in David, U as in under, M as in Mary, O as in October, R as in Robert, T as in Tom, I as in Ingrid, E as in Eric, R as in Robert, I as in Ingrid, T as in Tom, E as in Edward.
Whoa, wait a minute. So E-R-I-C... E-R-I-C?
So it's D-U-M-O-R-T-I-E-R-I-T-E. Okay?
I-T-E. Oh, okay.
I-T-E-R-I-T-E. Yeah. And the color of it is blue, and it's good for the throat and the third eye. And it's a crystal to calm. It's just soothing crystal. So this soothing blue mineral can alleviate both anger and anxiety, creating a sense of well-being and ease. You may find yourself laughing more, shedding the heaviness of negative emotions or thought patterns. This stone will also help break ties to people or things that no longer serve. And also, it's especially beneficial if you have addictive, compulsive, or codependent tendencies. It also promotes organization and acts as a grounding element in the midst of chaos, which she needs, right? It's also good for clearing the throat chakra, boosting her confidence so she can speak her truth. Meditate with it to open your chakras and to help you connect to the divine. It can also soothe headaches and stomach aches and can help with sleep problems. So it helps with insomnia as well, and placing it under the pillow at night will help with insomnia.
Right.
So, and it also brings calm to a chaotic household. So, and increases focus and self-discipline. So it's a really good crystal to have. This is the first time I've seen it, but it definitely looks like another crystal that I use. So I hope that helps.
All right, thank you, Mary.
Bryn, and thank you for calling.
Right,
I'll switch you over to Liz.
Hi, Bryn. So the first one I got, the first card I pulled for you is number 49, Willing Release, and it's dandelions when they're like the white puffy part after they've blossomed. And, you know, it's time for you to let go of your feelings of guilt or not enough, sort of lack of, not lack, of not being enough for your sister all this time. Because it's not up to you, honey. It's you know, you loved her, and that's all you can do. That's all you can do, really. She needs more help than you can give her. That's really what I feel. And you know, but she needs to know you're there. She needs to know that you care. And now I recall, aren't you a Reiki healer?
Yeah, I do some Reiki.
Reiki. Okay. So she needs Reiki on her crown, okay? And just, you know, when you're with her, ask her if she'll let you put your hands on top of her head and give you, you know, give her the healing. And, you know, Reiki's going to go wherever it needs to go, of course.
Right.
You know, maybe your hands on top of her head will give her a little bit of, you know, comfort, a little bit of calming. Because it's, you know, and I agree with what DC said about maybe your past, your history, your other ancestors. Oh, I cannot make words come out tonight. because schizophrenia is oftentimes hereditary. Now, you know, it wasn't always properly diagnosed, so you may not find anything out. But, you know, it's very possible that that's, you know. I'm for sure feel like it came through her DNA. This is not caused by something else. It's not an outside thing. So it's, you know, there's nothing, you have no control over any part of it at all, ever, since both of you came here. You had no control over any of this, and you've done everything you could by loving her and being there for her for support. And that's exactly what you're supposed to do, and you've done it wonderfully. Okay, and you're going to continue to be there for her, but you can't be her caregiver because it is making you ill.
I need my life.
Well, you're giving everything to her, even though you think you're not. You are because you have this guilt in you that, you know, it's not fair, and. It's not up to you. It's not up to you.
Yeah.
That's all.
I hear you.
You need to let go of that guilt. You are doing everything you can. You always have. You love her. She doesn't feel anything up towards you like that.
She doesn't
hold you responsible for anything. Okay? And the second card I pulled for you is number 8. Into me I see. And it's this beautiful angel with her face in the dark. But there's a big white circle around behind her with, like, little stars in it. And it's like a little bit – so it's part of the card is dark and shadowy, and part of it's really bright. So it's time for you to go back inside yourself, Bryn. Get rid of that shadow. Release all that guilt and, you know, anything you feel that you have not done – you know, that's not true. You've done everything you were supposed to. You have nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to feel guilty for. Let it all go. Let that stuff go so you can be in the light. So you can be in that happy place.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
That's right,
where you're meant
to
be. It's not, and you're not doing anything wrong by doing that, okay?
No, thank you. All right, well, thank you.
So,
thank you so much, Liz, and everybody.
You're welcome.
And, Bryn, this is DC. Really fast. Mary gave you a beautiful crystal, but I was also getting merlinite, M-E-R-L-I-N-I-T-E.
Okay.
And it sort of looks like almost like a cloudy crystal. And then there's like black specks in it, and it's telling you anything is possible.
Okay.
And the possibilities are only limited by your dreams and your imagination. And it has to do with, you know, you about moving, you know, you're moving her maybe, you know. So I think this is a crystal that, like, you know, you and she could use because it helps, you know, with being emotionally, physically, and inspirationally blocked.
Okay.
And
all
you
right,
can take
thanks.
A step forward, you know, and, you know, start getting rid of the fear that, you know, you're holding on to. But it's really it's really great for stuck energy. And as Liz was talking to you, I just felt like you're sitting there and you're rubbing your head. I felt like at one point you're going to sit down and you're going to write a book about this.
Oh, okay. That's
I see you writing your story, you know?
My story, yeah, I've heard of that before. My life story?
Well, you know, it could be the story of you and your sister. I mean, I feel like because of your sister, you're going to write a book.
Okay. Interesting.
So I don't know
if that
resonates with you, but that's what I was getting.
It's not out of the question. I don't, I'm not putting it out of the question, that's for sure.
And, Bryn, this is Liz. I wanted to say, Aditi was talking to you. I got a picture of you being really happy because you're taking care of yourself and you're having a life and you're going to be really happy. And you coming to visit her and that happiness and that joy, that's going to make her feel better. Not that easy, but it'll make her feel better. She doesn't like that you are suffering taking care of her.
No.
Okay?
No. Okay.
So,
All right.
So go get happy because you are going to fix your sister or heal your sister, I should say, when you do that. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate
you're welcome,
your time.
Bryn.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Take care, Bryn. God
Bryn.
Bless.
God bless you.
Yep.
God bless you all.
Have a good night, honey.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Wow.
What a beautiful
evening.
Show.
Oh, yeah. truly beautiful. And so many different, you know, areas we covered. And, you know, it all comes down to love. You know, love is always the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Love is all you need.
Yep.
Oh.
Beautiful. Well, ladies, what a great evening. My goodness. The angels, you know. They're saying that we were such an inspiration to everyone, and I feel it, you know.
Yes. And John was good.
He behaved.
Maybe not trying to call her in
again. He strutting through for the kitten. That was it.
Oh my goodness, that was hysterical. Oh,
I'm surprised he didn't come in with the, for the love reading.
Yeah. Oh goodness,
Bernie. it was a great show. It was great to be together again.
Yes. Oh, we're just, the energy just bounces when we're together, my goodness.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's so funny that all those readings in the beginning, I'm like, stop, this is ridiculous. I pulled a card out and you guys are saying
it. And I'm just seeing, like, Mary's talking. I'm thinking, I don't know where she's getting all this. All I see is yellow. With the whole thing, I'm like, you tell her, like, look at a book. I'm like, all I see is yellow. Is it a yellow book? I don't know. I just see yellow, you know? I'm like, oh, my goodness. That is so funny.
That is.
Oh.
Well, thank you, ladies. Love you guys. Can't wait for next week. I already set it up, so everything's in
beautiful.
In the radio. So we're all set up for next week as well. So
awesome.
Thanks, Mary.
Yes, thank you, Mary.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Night, everyone. Take care now.
Good night, everyone. Good night.